If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When you combine sports wagering insights and laughs, you get Wagertainment. Only on 1300 The Bet.
Your edge over the sports books.
Baltimore's home for Wagertainment. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
You Better You Bet Thursday, Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you. And joining us right now on the show, a very special guest. I mean, friend of mine for two decades, and that is the truth. I could not be happier and prouder for anyone's success than I am for this guy that's joining us right now. And if you're a pro wrestling fan, you absolutely know who he is. He is the host of Busted Open, which is the premier wrestling show on radio, in podcast form, in this country, and in the world. And this past week was a monumental week in the history of Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM, because this week, the channel, Pro Wrestling Nation, became WWE Radio, partnering with World Wrestling Entertainment. And I was around literally at the beginning when he and I worked together at Sirius XM. I know how much work, the blood, the sweat, and tears went into this for my friend Dave LaGreca, that now today, we can say on Thursday, July 30th, ahead of SummerSlam weekend 2026, WWE Radio, channel 156 on Sirius XM. And just to remind our audience, starting September 1st this year, 23 of Odyssey's biggest sports stations will be available on Sirius XM as the partnership between Odyssey and Sirius XM grows even stronger. And Dave joins me now here, weekdays 9 to noon Eastern, Busted Open Radio on WWE Radio. What's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
I love it. And I got to tell you this, this is amazing. This moment right here for two guys, you know, working together like you did and I, hand to hand, shoulder to shoulder with NFL radio and never knowing about what our future was going to be on air. And now you and I making it and now being a guest on your show. I couldn't be happier right now. I mean, this is really a moment that we really worked so hard to accomplish. And here we are. And now I'm a guest on your show. This is amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And SummerSlam is going to be amazing this weekend. And something else that's amazing, without giving away the gory details, is it fair or unfair to say that if social media existed 15 years ago, a lot of us in the media, like, may not be employed still, because, I mean, we partied hard on the road, man, at some of these Super Bowls for NFL radio, etc. We had some wild times, my friend.
We were rock stars, man, or at least we acted like we were rock stars, you know? And, yeah, it's social media has its good things. Social media has its bad things. Obviously, you know, social media and people on social media are going to make their judgment, and I completely understand it. It all comes from passion. You know this. Fans are passionate, but they may not know the whole story, but they act on emotion. And I think that's what makes fans fan. So it doesn't really bother me, but yeah, it's a completely different world because of social media.
So let's talk about it, my friend. SummerSlam this weekend. And for anyone out there listening or watching right now, you can listen to SummerSlam and every WWE PLE and every Raw and every SmackDown. You can listen to it in your car, on the app, on Sirius XM, WWE Radio, Channel 156. So SummerSlam will be the first PLE broadcast on WWE Radio coming up this weekend. And look, you know me, the audience knows, I'm a lifelong pro wrestling fan just like you. And I have to say, I'm pretty jazzed as we move closer for this event. Dave, I think the big matches are absolutely tremendous. The two main events on Saturday and Sunday, Hell in a Cell, Brock Lesnar, Obafemi. What is your level of excitement coming up for SummerSlam? And then we'll talk some matches.
All right. I'm really excited because it's, first of all, it's about the journey. And, you know, people and fans like you and I argue about, was there a better way to get here? Could they have done this? Could they have done that? But once you get to the event and you look at the matches and look at like what we're going to see on paper, this is going to be a huge SummerSlam in Minnesota. And Minnesota has a long tradition when it comes to professional wrestling. But if you look at the marquee matchups that we're going to be see on both Saturday and Sunday, Nick, I'm very excited about what we're going to see across this weekend at SummerSlam.
What are the expectations for the final? I'm assuming the final match of the trilogy. Maybe there will be more with Brock Lesnar and Obafemi. Hell in a Cell in Brock Lesnar's hometown. My thought is Obafemi's going to win. Obafemi goes over, but maybe there's a curveball going to get thrown our way. Your expectations for this, a highly anticipated match?
Well, I'll tell you this. Earlier today on Busted Open, I got to speak to Triple H. And Triple H was.
So that's a nice little humble brag there. I like how he's listening.
Hey, listen, man, WWE
cool.
Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and him are tight. We're like best friends now.
I love
it. You know? Like, he's going to have to listen to me every single morning when he's driving to Stamford, Connecticut and hear my rants. And by the way, Nick, just so you know that I'm not a fraud, I brought up WrestleMania 31 to Triple H, and I brought up about why would you have the NWO helping Sting at WrestleMania 31, but I digress.
Also, so, Sting should have gone over and Sting should have had a match against The Undertaker, and WWE absolutely blew that, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, we gotta focus on what's going to happen this week. So we're talking Obafemi and Brock Lesnar, and Triple H was saying that Brock Lesnar understands greatness, and Brock Lesnar has actually become a mentor. So he sat down with Oba. Like, there's a great respect. Because I think Brock Lesnar knows that Obafemi is the future for the WWE. Nick, Obafemi is going to be your guy for the next 10 to 15 years in the WWE. And that starts this weekend at SummerSlam. This is a very important matchup. We thought Brock Lesnar was retired at WrestleMania, but that was just the first chapter of this trilogy.
Only the marks thought that, Dave. I knew that Brock was not retired. Only did you get caught? Did you mark out? Did you think he had actually retired?
I actually thought that by the time he got to the top of the entrance ramp, that something was going to happen, but we had to wait a little bit longer. But
yeah,
I was convinced, like you, that this was not the end. Why
absolutely
would it be the end? Why would it be the end? Of course. But now you have the rubber match. This needs to be a statement by Obafemi. We all know about Brock Lesnar. We know about the greatness of Brock Lesnar. But this may be the perfect time for Brock Lesnar to put over somebody like Obafemi in Minnesota, in his home, for Brock. But this needs to be a statement by Obafemi, and I think it will be. I think we're going to see. They had him win. They had him beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. They had him win King of the Ring. I would be shocked if he's not winning the Royal Rumble and then being in a main event for a championship come WrestleMania next year. This is all part of the story of getting Obafemi to the next level.
I love it. And he's tremendous, and his walk to the ring and the music, and he's so over, and feels like everyone loves Obafemi, and I expect Obafemi, Dave, to win as well against Brock Lesnar this weekend. Go ahead.
And I'm going to say this, like you just mentioned it, that Obafemi is over. I think he's the most over wrestler in the WWE right now. I really do. The only person that comes close to me is Roman Reigns. But I think that Obafemi right now in this moment is the most over wrestler in the WWE.
Like 100% approval rating. Because yeah. Like Roman draws a reaction. I love Roman. I'll never boo Roman. But like some people will boo Roman. Some cheer him. Who is booing Obafemi? Like, actually, nobody. Think about this. In like 2026 in America, where everybody hates everything, everybody loves Obafemi. And how rare that is, right? In pro wrestling or just in life.
There's two wrestlers that I got to give credit to right now that's tough to do in 2026. Obafemi to be over where everybody loves Obafemi, and Gunther where everybody hates Gunther. Nobody likes Gunther. Everybody hates him. And it's almost impossible to be a true heel in 2026. Gunther has been able to do it. So those are the two guys that I think are the most over in completely different directions. Obafemi and Gunther.
I want to give you an opinion on Gunther quickly that I think a lot of wrestling fans will agree with here. Now, the match against Nick Aldis this weekend, I expect to be good. They're both, I mean, of course the match is going to be good. It just feels like, you know, when Gunther retires John Cena, and I love that, and all the people that are like, I can't believe John Cena tapped. Yeah, like he, of course he did. That's what happens, everybody. I expected Gunther to face Brock Lesnar this weekend. That was my thought at WrestleMania. It's going to be Gunther, Brock Lesnar. Of course, that's not what happened. And there are some, and I have to admit, Dave, that I'm not 100% in this camp, but I'm more in that camp than the other way. It kind of feels like, I don't want to say WWE's dropped the ball with Gunther, but it feels like there's been a missed opportunity here after he retired John Cena, where it kind of feels like maybe this should have been a little hotter for Gunther. Anything to be said for that?
I completely understand where you're coming from, and fans thinking that way. I completely understand it, but I think the reason they did it was because of Obafemi. I don't think they thought Obafemi was going to get as over on the main roster as quickly as he did than what we've seen happen. I think you're right. I think I would have to think that their plan for SummerSlam this year was Gunther and Brock Lesnar. But because of Obafemi, they went and they pivoted in a completely different direction. And I think it was more important, Nick, for them to act on Obafemi now than to wait. Gunther's not going anywhere. They can easily reheat Gunther, no problem. But you had to capitalize on Obafemi, and they have. And that's why we have the situation that we have at SummerSlam.
I got to be honest with you, man. I actually agree with what you just said. I think you actually made a lot of sense there with what you said. And just last thing on Gunther here, just as wrestling fans, I'm curious if you agree with me on this opinion, because most wrestling fans disagree with me. I think this is pro wrestling 101 here, right? So Gunther retires John Cena. Gunther retires AJ Styles. There is going to be, I think at some point, because I think Triple H takes some inspiration from New Japan, from Japanese booking, right? Where there's going to be a retirement match and everyone's going to expect Gunther's going to win and he's going to lose. I think that's going to happen at some point in the next like year and a half, 2 years. You lend any credence to that Gunther could actually lose a retirement match? That would be like the ultimate curveball, I think, to the audience.
Yeah, especially if the person that you think is going to retire doesn't retire. Kind of going back to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I totally agree with you. I think you have some freedom with Gunther. Listen, I thought Gunther was going to beat Cody and be your champion, and we'd be looking at Gunther being a champion. But here we are in a world where CM Punk is your champion and Roman Reigns is your champion. Like, a lot of people like to think that the WWE plays it safe and plays it in a predictable way. I think this past 6 months in the WWE has been anything but predictable. I think it's been unpredictable. So I think that the WWE likes that, and I totally go by what you're saying with Gunther. I totally agree that there's going to be a circumstance where you just assume something is going to happen and it's going to go in a complete opposite direction.
And that's the magic and the Shakespeare of pro wrestling, when that happens. Yeah. When you think so, when you get fooled and you become a kid in those moments, that's when, for me, when pro wrestling reaches and becomes the ultimate art form. Our guest here on You Better You Bet is Dave LaGreca, the host of Busted Open Radio on the newly minted WWE Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 156. Odyssey and Sirius XM entering into an agreement starting September 1st. 23 of Odyssey's biggest sports stations will now also be heard on satellite radio for our friends at Sirius XM. You know, Dave, even the biggest WWE haters or people that love to criticize the product, I don't know what they can possibly say to these two main events on Saturday night and Sunday night. They're both spectacular. Both title matches, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes Saturday night, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and all the history there on Sunday night. Let's start with Punk Cody on Saturday and your expectations for that match.
I think it's a fantasy matchup. I'm a huge Cody Rhodes fan, but I love Punk as well. It's one of those matches where I think the crowd is going to be split in Minnesota. Yes, I think it's going to be split 50-50.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be mostly Punk fans?
I think it's going to be like 90. I think that Cody Rhodes will be playing the role of John Cena from back in Cena's heyday here. And will be like 95% Punk.
And listen, Cody has had to deal with that. Cody has had to deal with like what he says, I'm the visiting team.
Worked out well for John Cena, right?
Like, I mean, you're talking, they call him the GOAT. They call him the greatest of all time. For a reason. I don't, but people do. Not people I would want to share a beer with, but people do say he's the greatest of all time. Ric Flair is the greatest of all time. But anyway.
I'll go with Shawn Michaels, but we can agree to disagree. That's okay.
Listen, I totally get it. That's an argument for another show. But
fair.
I think this is a fantasy matchup. I love the fact that Cody and Punk, their stories have run very parallel from one another. Cody left, but stayed in wrestling. Punk left and was so disillusioned and angry. He was gone from wrestling for over a decade. But they both left the WWE to bet on themselves. But now here they are back. So their stories are similar, but they couldn't be more different. Punk is a jean and t-shirt guy, where Cody's is a suit and tie guy. I like that. I love that aspect of it. And I think it's going to play out really well. On Saturday for SummerSlam night number one in the main event. I think it's going to be a great match, but I also think it's just the beginning of the story. I think they're just going to scratch the surface on Saturday between these two.
Give this to me, and because I want to talk Reigns Rollins here in the time we have remaining, but just like in 30 seconds, if that's true, right? That this, and I hope it is, because they're both spectacular performers. It's the beginning of a long story with CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. Maybe you disagree with this, but I think it stands to reason that one of the guys should probably turn heel, if that's the case, because they're both baby faces. Maybe Punk's a little bit of a tweener, but way more of a baby face. Cody Rhodes is the ultimate white meat baby face in the John Cena vein. Does one of these guys need to turn heel, Dave? And do you think it potentially happens on Saturday night in about 30 seconds?
I think something has to happen with Cody soon when it comes to him. I think he's a natural heel. But I don't think Saturday's the right time for it to happen. It's almost there, but it's not quite there. But it could happen between him and Punk. I just don't think it's going to happen on Saturday.
I can't wait to watch it and listen to it coming up on WWE Radio Channel 156 on Saturday and Sunday, SummerSlam. And with that, oh man, if you're a wrestling fan like I am, like Dave is, this Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins rivalry, this has been going on for a decade with these two. And Reigns, it feels like, with the exception of WrestleMania 31 and the cash-in and the main event, it feels like Reigns generally gets the better of Seth Rollins, calls him number two. It's been a very entertaining exchange of promos between them on Monday Night Raw. What about Reigns and Rollins Sunday night? Who wins? How do you expect the match to go down, Dave?
Seth Rollins has to win. I think this is a must-win for Seth Rollins.
Clean?
On Sunday. I think he needs it. I think he needs that. Because though Seth has gotten the better of Roman in the ring, Roman Reigns is a bigger star than Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns is on a different level than Seth Rollins. When I'm talking about perception, being a star, being that guy, I think this is a must-win for Seth Rollins on Sunday. I don't know how you react and what you say on Monday Night Raw after it's all said and done, if Seth Rollins loses this match to Roman Reigns on Sunday. It's a must win for Seth.
What it What if Roman wins him some sort of nefarious? So if Reigns wins, and I think he's going to, the thought would be he doesn't go over clean and there's something that Rollins can point to and say, I got screwed out of that. It can't be clean is what, and Rollins can't come back from that.
I think even if he gets help from the bloodline, Roman, Seth should know something like that is going to go down. He even said it in the ring in their promo this past Monday. Then that's on him. If there's an outside interference, it's on Seth Rollins. I'm telling you right now, Seth Rollins needs this victory on Sunday.
Final question. We have about 2 minutes here. Non-SummerSlam related. I actually don't know your answer to this question. What is Dave LaGreca's favorite WWE match of all time and why?
It's a match that you and I watched together. It's a different type of question. My all-time favorite match is the Terry Funk, Ric Flair, I Quit match. But if you're asking me specifically WWE, it's WrestleMania 25. It's Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
It has to be the answer. It's almost like Bret Austin, WrestleMania. Honestly, I'll give you a hot take. I said it after it happened. Main events, because Michaels Taker wasn't the main event of WrestleMania 25. The best wrestling match, pure wrestling match, ever in a WrestleMania main event was Reigns against Punk this year. What about that?
Wow, that is, woo! I'll say this, it's top five.
In a main, because like Bret Austin wasn't the main event?
Nope.
In a main event.
If you're going to say main event, best wrestled, I think best I would wrestled. Agree with you.
I would agree with you.
Yes. It's fantastic. It's underrated because wrestling moves so fast, Nick, that people don't have time to digest anything anymore. I think it's criminally underrated. It saved this past WrestleMania. Saved it.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for the success of Busted Open Radio. WWE Radio, Busted Open is a part of it. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, channel 156. And if you would like to listen to SummerSlam or Raw or SmackDown, you can do so now on SiriusXM, WWE Radio, channel 156. Dave, next time we have you on the show, we need to talk about the phone conversation you and I had after my Giants knocked out your Cowboys of the 2007 divisional round of the playoffs en route to the Giants winning Super Bowl 42. That'll be a conversation for another time.
It broke me.
Sorry.
But thank you, Nick. Dude, Nick, seriously, congratulations on all your success, man. I love you, and I love what you've been able to accomplish.
Our friend Dave LaGreca joining us here on You Better, You Bet. We will definitely have Dave back on the show to talk more WWE. The show rolls on right after this.
The wait is over. Every NFL team is now in training camp. Football is back, and so are the storylines. We'll keep you on top of it all. Happy football season, everybody. Westwood One Sports.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA know-how!
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.